I'd love to see impeachment take its own course and go to full term. But I am most interested in an accounting of the wrongdoings and some process that could ultimately hold accountable those who intentionally violated an oath of office or broke American statutes.
Well, I think there are many ways in which accountability can take place. But to me, what the main and most appropriate form is impeachment, because that's what the framers had in mind. When you have a president who systematically and seriously abuses the powers of his office, as President Bush has done, there are other things that could come into play. And if nothing else, Congress needs to record, and there needs to be a full record made of the violations of law and the abuses of this administration. That full record probably won't happen in this administration, but could very well happen in the next.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, there's also criminal prosecution. That's not the same as impeachment, because impeachment is a remedy for violation of the Constitution, and that's what happened here. Prosecution is a remedy for violation of a specific criminal statute.
Mm-hmm.
And the Congress is responsible for vindicating the Constitution, protecting the Constitution. Single prosecutors are responsible for upholding the law. But, you know, the critical thing to remember about the laws here is that there's an anti-torture statute that makes it a crime to engage in torture overseas outside the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a death penalty if death results from violation of that statute from torture. And the consequence is that there's no statute of, that means that there's no statute of limitations. So
right.
20 years from now, if the evidence became clear, if there were a prosecutor, a federal prosecutor, or the Justice Department decided that the evidence were clear that President Bush and Vice President Cheney authorized or engaged in torture of detainees abroad, they could be prosecuted for violation of the law.
And
so
Ms.
what I'm
Holtzman,
saying is that this is, you know, they have something hanging over their heads for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ms. Holtzman, you served as district attorney there in Kings County, that's the Brooklyn area, after
right.
you served in Congress.
Right.
Are you impressed at all by Vince Bugliosi's case in his book?
I haven't read the book.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how a local prosecutor would have jurisdiction. I do know that you have at least one federal criminal statute that may well have been violated here.
Mm-hmm.
British Parliament just issued a report saying that they could no longer rely on the American disclaimers of torture, since the administration has acknowledged that it engaged in waterboarding, which they consider to be torture.
Mm-hmm.
The Canadian government has said the same thing. So, I mean, torture is a crime, and a U.S. crime,
mm-hmm.
and there's no statute of limitations when death results, so both President Bush and Vice President Cheney, if they authorized waterboarding, and it seems as though they've acknowledged that they have,
mm-hmm.
and that it took place, they could be prosecuted, or they would have the threat of prosecution hanging over them for the rest of their lives by a federal prosecutor.
Yeah.
I don't know that a state prosecutor, I haven't read his book, and
mm-hmm.
I just don't know how a state prosecutor would have jurisdiction.
Understood. Elizabeth Holtzman is with us today. And as we mentioned, she served in Congress and was front and center there for the impeachment hearings on Richard Nixon.